great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Country Rock is the place to relax this holiday season with 99-cent Natty Light drafts on Tuesdays, or head to Diamond Cabaret's Sin Night every Sunday with free admission to all service industry employees.
Need some extra cash for the holidays?
Apply now at Country Cabaret, PT Centerville, and Diamond Cabaret. And don't forget, you can get all your favorite games in one place at Country Cabaret thanks to the Tap Room Gaming. Start increasing your profits today and give Tap Room a call at 855-GET-SLOTS. That's 855-438-7568.
The best cheeseburger, the best handmade onion rings, the best food, period. Made fresh daily, all at everyone's favorite neighborhood bar and restaurant, The Village Bar. The Village Bar has been a tradition in St. Louis for many generations. Carry on the tradition for your family at The Village Bar, located on Manchester Road, just east of 270.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
In the spirit of the holidays, Club Fitness is extending its December offer. Join by December 31st and get January free.
You mean I can access over 800 weekly classes at all 23 locations in January for free?
All for free. And when you lift local at Club Fitness, you help lift our entire community to happier, healthier lives.
Club Fitness is the right fit for everybody's New Year's resolutions.
Join Club Fitness in December and get January free. See Club for details.
Looking to make your business stand out? Get involved in the conversation and advertise your business on 590 The Fan. Our listeners are actively engaged, talking about the hot topics of the day, and your business can be heard when customers are at the closest point to making a buying decision. Advertise in an environment that stirs emotion and creates demand. Call 314-873-1252, 314-873-1252, and find your new customers today on 590 The Fan.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up with any of the five gaming machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here, win big.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. 5, 6, and 10 game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more for a limited time. Upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Fly into the holiday season with all-inclusive Cardinals tickets. All-inclusive tickets start at just $54 and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the newly renovated Legends Club, the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, National Car Rental Club, and more. Give the gift of date nights, the gift of family time, the gift of Cardinals baseball. Get your single game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
Hold that note. Hold that note. 13 seconds. You can do it, Kate. You've done it before. You've done it every day. And she did it again today. Showtime.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Let's taking roll call in a moment, and all the people who really love the show will be here.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Pile of poop.
And, you know, people like my grandson and every 5 and 6 year old go, that show is funny. They say
pile of poop.
Yeah, well, good afternoon and welcome to the Christmas Eve edition Opinions Playhouse brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The joke will be brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Welcome aboard, everybody. We are going to have our third in our threesome of Christmas jokes. Told the other two the last couple of days. Got some things to kick around, a little couple news stories, a little Christmas trivia from Bill Cleveland. It's all good.
Hey!
All right, let's do some introductions. It'll go a little quicker today because somebody decided to leave early at the control board. 19 years he was a resident of Great Britain, and for 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. And I'd like to say Merry Christmas to his dad, Dave, who is still in Birmingham, England, and I would imagine on this Christmas Eve listening where over there it is 11:16 in the evening.
That is absolutely correct.
All right. Merry Christmas, Daddy Dave, Grandpa Dave, Grandpa to Theo. And Theo's dad, Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your day tomorrow and be safe.
Now, we're not going to do the eastbound, northbound, southbound. You think
we're not?
Because
okay.
The loudest mouth that roars through that is not true. Here. And it just might not be the same.
Oh.
You want to try it without it?
I think we should try it.
Well, okay. Yeah. The man who decided not to go northbound, southbound, westbound, or even... Peanut butter rectum. What on earth?
I don't know.
Peanut butter rectum?
I don't know.
Peanut butter rectum.
He always blurts out something that doesn't really... So that's what I did. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. I see that Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. Now through the end of the year, which is only 6 days away, is that right?
6 work days.
Okay. Yeah, 6 work days away. They'll give you at least $100 if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union. It's a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
firstcommunity.com.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And you were doing so well.
I know. Ben.
Sailed right through it till you got to the very end.
I don't know what happened to Mar.
Find out Mar.
Mar.
Wow. Well, the man who's not here... used to work at...
That's not very nice.
You know what? He's turned around right now. He'll come back here and kick your ass. I mean, he's making a U-turn right now. He did not probably think that was funny, which is why I'm so glad you did it. He worked at Denny's and Wendy's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Maybe the reason they let him go was on Christmas Eve. He said, I gotta leave early. He was a meat cutter. He was a mall arcade token distributor, an investigative reporter for a crime magazine, a knife salesman door-to-door, beer vendor, Bush Stadium, roller rink DJ. Now he's the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is in charge of setting and resetting our digital clock. Let's check that time, shall we? It is 5:19:16, 5:19:17, 5:19:18. Yep. And now we jump over to take a look at the U.S. Naval Observatory clock, where it is 5:19:25, 26. Yep, before he walked out early, he managed to check the clock and make sure that it was set properly. He's also our newsman, news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. He's a private investigator, and normally this is where I say, Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor, but he's not here. He left early. Let's do a quick roll call, and this is, we'll call this the roll call.
I'm going to have to cut the polka music, but I do actually have a recording of him doing a live spot for Johnny Landoff. Oh, would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Hang on a second.
Huh.
That's now he turned around again. He turned around, rethought it, but
Johnny Landoff just turned around.
Yeah. Now.
So if he were here, and this is where I would say, oh, Tim, to have your sponsor, and he would say, I'd like to say hi to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, and then something to the effect of where they have not only new Chevys, but a large selection of pre-owned vehicles. And he would also remind you that whenever the time comes that you need to buy new or pre-owned, that you make sure when you contact them at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet that you let them know your AM and the PM, because for goodness sakes, we know Johnny Landoff and his people are certainly AM and the PM. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, 24/7 at Landoff.com. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And Rat Boy, when I left the house, I knew when I left that I wanted 3 hours to get by quickly so I could turn around and go head back home, which I will in about 40 minutes, because it was in the works, in progress, the making of broccoli casserole, which has broccoli, little onion, another spice or so, butter, and plenty of, you know what?
Cheese.
Of, that's right. It has plenty of cheese, and good broccoli casserole is loaded with cheese. So, looking forward to that. All of the accompaniment for the Christmas music you heard yesterday, accompanying Dan with his harmonica, accompanying my daughter when she sang, was provided without rehearsal by the most fantastic radio studio band in all of the United States of America, Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Are you able to play Tim one more time, mentioning Johnny Landoff Chevrolet?
Yeah, Tim,
say hi to your sponsor. You know what? He may never come back.
I'm going to say... Oh.
Come on. He can take it. This is his punishment for leaving early. He had to expect this when he got in the car.
Right.
You know he can.
You have to.
He'd be disappointed if we weren't.
And I've already got an approval text from Mr. Landoff himself, so I'm in the clear.
We're good. It's all good.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right. Johnny Landoff. That's our sponsor. Washington Elizabeth exit in, let's see, 7 days. After 7 more days, they will officially be in the 60th year, the 60th anniversary year of that dealership opening, where it still sits today, the Washington Elizabeth exit off. And as I know, it's a long, long time. Well, you know what? Johnny just turned 60, so honest to goodness, he was like born.
He's 61.
Is he 61?
Yeah.
So he was born like a year before. I mean, 1 year. He was 1 year old
in September, depending on when they opened it. Yeah.
Well, within a year, let's say a year or maybe slightly less. That he was. How about that? That's a lot that happened in that family all at once. They had young John Jr., whose first words were, "I hope my beauty in life." The first thing he said was a little bit. He was like 1 year old, and they go, "Come on, man, speak. Say mama, dad, or something." He went, "I hope my beauty in life." First thing he said. And so, 2020 will be 60 years at that location. How in the world do we help them celebrate? I know how. In fact, you can start now. You don't have to wait a week. You can start now by taking advantage of... You're not really taking advantage. Taking advantage is a weird term, because it almost sounds... It can sound bad. We took advantage of her, or she took advantage of him. Or what you're taking advantage of is the fact that they know how to treat people. And what that means is, it means a lot of things. They know how to treat you in terms of price, because they have to treat you fairly with price or you go somewhere else. But beyond price, they know how to treat you as a person, as a shopper, as a consumer, so that not only will you come back, you'll be so blown away by it, you'll tell everybody you know, and everybody in your family and your neighbors and everybody at work and everybody you encounter, my goodness, I never had an experience like this before. That's their goal, is to have every customer's reaction be, wow, I have never, ever been treated so well. And that's what's going to happen. I can't imagine there's another dealer. Maybe they didn't go to the right dealer school. Maybe there's some school that teaches you how to treat people, and the only dealership in St. Louis that went to that school would be the folks at Johnny Londoff, because they do, and you'll see. You'll see. I hope you'll see. If you're AM and the PM, you will. If you're truly AM and the PM, there's no way that when it's time for you to shop for your next car that you won't include Johnny Londoff. If you do that, if you buy and you don't at least shop them and include them, you are banned from being AM of the PM. I know, that's harsh. Banned for the rest of your life. You can never say again that you're AM of the PM. Tough love, it's called. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County. Of course, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
And he's here today. Let's take a quick roll call. Dan? Dan Stroud.
Present.
Limey? Phillip.
Present.
Bill Cleveland.
Here.
Tim? Tim Woodburn. Okay, well, as you heard, Bill is here, and he's brought to you by... No, stop using. See, that doesn't make any sense, because if he's not here, you wouldn't hear that.
I was chiming in like Tim would.
But that's not what we're
doing.
We're taking roll call. No, it's not.
He's trying to cover for him, I think.
Brother.
I just like
that. We can
that.
See that he's not here.
I just like that.
I'm sorry, everybody. No, really, I'm sorry. Sorry you all had to suffer with whatever.
You know, is bring your poop to work day.
No, don't do that again. Don't do that again.
You're ruining my second.
Because see, without seeing it, he's got a little stuffed, like a
poop.
It's like a stuffed animal, but it's a little stuffed turd. It's like a. Well, it is.
I do not like that word.
Like a poop emoji.
You don't like the word turd?
No, I don't like that.
Well, you know what? You know what you just did?
I know you're going
to
say it.
No, you're. From now on, you will be introduced. What's your middle initial?
No, you will
Bill,
not introduce me with
Bill Cleveland the Turd. His daddy was Bill the Second, and he's Bill the Turd.
I have to draw the line somewhere.
You don't, well, I don't like the F-A-R-T word, so yeah. I get it. No. Some words you just... Yeah.
Fart.
I just didn't like it. Yeah. What is it? With
I just
you
wanted
like
to say it? The American
ever since
way.
You had a
normally
kid,
I say fart.
Ever since you had a kid, you got this like a different attitude. Little Theo is not old enough to know you're being a rebel. Wait till he can appreciate what you're doing. So where was I? Oh yeah. Bill Cleveland. I don't even know where I was. Brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. The preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Folks, time to give it up for Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
I understand we're going to have Christmas trivia today, and I'm so glad Scott Sherman's not here.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, you guys all really have an opportunity to shine, though, Tim.
Are you ready for it?
Scott Sherman.
And let's remember the rules. You can say your name before the end of the question, but if you don't get it right, you have to sit out the next question.
Okay.
That's the way it works.
Now, are we officially doing trivia?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
I don't like
it's time to
I love
test
it. Thank
your
you.
Trivia
you.
Skills. Put your brains together. And now, your host, Bill Cleveland.
I've been introduced like five times.
I don't like it. It's too forced. Dan pushed too hard.
I think
like
it's
he was
funny.
Constipated.
I think it fits. It's relevant. It wakes people up. I'm a fan.
It's a good. If you recorded that, I'm guessing that you had a bowel movement within the last couple of hours, or you'd have pushed one out when you were doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It was forced.
Yeah, it was.
Right next to the bunghole.
Oh my God. I don't like that either.
The president, remember? We listened to it. He says right next to the bunghole when he's talking about his pants.
Oh, you're...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
So what did you say, Blimey?
Nothing.
Okay, so I thought I heard something. Yes, sometimes things bleed through, like interference from another station.
That's what it was. It
probably came away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's all the time we have for trivia. You guys have a good holiday.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, so I have three categories, so I'll just rotate through each one.
What
so
are the three
first
categories?
One is holiday movies.
Mm, that's a good one.
The next one is just random trivia, and then I have... Christmas lyrics. So I will tell you a lyric, a mm-hmm. part of a song, and you have to tell me what the song is.
I like this already. Okay. Right. I'm going to win this.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. You ready? First one. What actor plays the role of Santa in the movie Bad Santa?
Dan.
Oh. Yes, Dan?
Billy Bob Thornton.
That is correct.
Oh, boy. Hey.
Hey, we share a birthday score? Together.
Score sheet. Okay. There are only three scores. It's Dan, Limey, and me.
Yeah, I do like that movie, by the way.
Frank, Limey. Okay, so it is 1-0.
Okay. The next one. The real St. Nicholas was born in what modern-day Middle Eastern country?
Limey.
Mm-hmm.
Austria?
Nope.
Idiot. Brit-idiot.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
India.
That's not a Middle Eastern country.
Idiot.
No.
Idiot.
Oh, my God, you said Middle Eastern. I thought he said modern. I'm an idiot. I really am an idiot.
Right? Brilliant and idiot. I'm not guessing.
You're not wired.
Hang on a second.
Guess?
Tim right has well. The guess.
Yeah. What was his?
No, it's not right, Tim.
No.
Got the wrong one.
I'm not guessing.
The answer is Turkey.
Ah, come on
that
now.
Was my next.
Turkey. Okay. Now let's do a song lyric, shall we? The lyric is Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yes?
Christmas song.
Christmas song. That is correct.
Oh, man. That was excellent.
It is one. Most people would say chestnut.
Yes,
roasting.
Correct.
Wrong.
Yeah.
1-0.
Okay. In the Will Ferrell movie Elf, what famous actor and comedian has the role of the lead
Frank.
Elf? Yes?
Bob Newhart.
What the heck, man? He's not even waiting till you finish the
I don't have to.
Well, you don't have to.
Correct.
You know
it. But you have to get it correct or you sit out the next question. How many times do we have to go the rules? Okay. 1-0.
Okay. In the 1965 special A Charlie Brown Christmas, which character builds a gray snowman?
Blimey? Pigpen?
That is right.
Oh, whoa, heck, oh, whoa. Well, now it's 1-1-2.
Okay. Another lyric. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Silver Bell.
Silver Bell.
Okay.
And he's on fire.
1-1-3.
Okay. Let's see here. Johnny Galecki, who plays Leonard on The Big Bang Theory, played a role in what 1989 Christmas movie?
Wow. Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Oh, 89. Oh,
idiot.
Man.
Idiot.
Oh, say A Christmas Story.
Nope.
Idiot.
Limey.
Yes.
Santa Claus.
Nope.
Frank.
Yes.
Home Alone.
The answer is Christmas Vacation. He was Rusty.
Oh.
He was Rusty.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
Still 1-1-3.
The movie Christmas Vacation.
Roll okay.
1-1-3.
In the 12 Days of Christmas, how many drummers are drumming?
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
Crap.
Idiot.
Crap is not
eight.
No.
Brilliant.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
12.
That is correct. 12.
Whoa, I was going to say that.
No, you weren't. 2-1-3.
No, you weren't. Okay, another lyric. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep.
Frank.
No
yes.
Idea.
Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. Well, let's see what the score is. 2-1-4.
Wow.
You got to tell me when
humble.
You got to tell me when to stop, so I'm just FYI. Okay. Irving Berlin won an Oscar for what?
Frank.
Yes?
White Christmas?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So just
let's check that score. 2-1-5
He won an Oscar for what Christmas song was first featured in the film Holiday Inn 19... You didn't even need it.
A lot of people think the film was White Christmas, but it wasn't. It was Holiday
song?
Holiday
song.
Inn was
song
the film.
White Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, we need to toughen these up, clearly. Mm-hmm. Sir Henry Cole is responsible for what Christmas tradition?
Dan.
Wow. Yes, Dan?
A lump of coal in your stocking.
No.
Idiot.
Limey.
Yes.
Gingerbread cookies.
No.
Idiot. Frank.
Yes.
Stocking.
No. Sending Christmas cards.
Really?
Wow.
Yep. Cole asked a well-known English painter over 150 years ago to create cards for him because he was too busy to do it himself.
Wow.
Mm. There you go.
Isn't that something? For serving slaw with the meal.
Oh, my God. Sorry to interrupt, but apparently Tim left a box of Nestle Crunch ice cream bars in the freezer.
He did?
Yeah, so apparently they were supposed to be a joke gift for somebody at his gathering tonight, but if we want, we can eat them.
He forgot them.
Right.
So they weren't really a gift for us.
No, they're not a gift. He just forgot them.
Yeah, no, they were a gift for somebody else that he left here. Yeah,
so we're an afterthought.
Yeah, we're an afterthought, but we can eat them.
I'm taking them home.
All right. I know, you know what Tim would say if he were here.
Yeah, he'd
say this.
Okay, the next one is a song lyric, and I brought some corn for popping.
Frank.
Yes.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yes, that's correct. I almost buzzed you there because you took a little. Wow, what is the score?
2-1-6
Yeah, right. Frank's on fire.
Do a few more
Scott.
Here.
We need Scott.
What 1988 Christmas film featured Bill Murray?
Limey. Scrooge.
That is correct.
Yeah. That's a good movie. That's a good movie. It is
back in the game.
2-2-6 Oh, hang on a minute. I just got. It's the same text from Tim. It says, I just realized. Okay.
Do you want a Nestle Crunch ice cream bar?
Like, I need that. After he already left chocolate covered cherries. What is he trying to do to us?
Make us fat.
Yeah.
Okay. Professor Hinkle was the name of a character in what holiday classic? It's a movie.
Professor Hinkle?
Mm-hmm. Professor Hinkle was the name of a character in what 1969 holiday classic?
Shut up, you idiots.
Professor Hinkle.
Is this a Christmas movie?
I can't believe Dan isn't getting this.
I know. I'm trying to. I know. I recognize the name.
Okay, going once. Going twice.
69 movie. Oh, crap.
Frosty the Snowman.
Wow. Happy birthday!
That's right. We have time. How many more are we going to do here?
Yeah, we got time.
Oh, we got all the time in the world.
Okay, clearly there's no plan.
Yeah, Frank's winning, so we got
Now he wants to keep playing.
We need to try and come back.
The highest grossing movie of 1990 was this Christmas film.
Blimey.
Yes.
Miracle on 34th Street?
1990? Mm-hmm.
No, I thought it was in the 1990s.
Dan. No, Dan?
Christmas Vacation.
Nope.
Idiot and Bridiot. Highest grossing Christmas movie of 1990.
Oh, this is the highest grossing movie of the entire year. It was a Christmas film.
Frank.
Yes.
The Santa Claus?
No. Yeah. You've already guessed, just for fun, what's your
Muppet's
answer?
Christmas Carol.
No. Home Alone.
Brilliant. That was only 90? I think it was like 1980 or something.
And there is if you have Netflix, there is a really cool documentary on the making of Home Alone.
I can't stand that kid.
I didn't like the movie, but it was really interesting how they made it and how they, it's worth watching if you haven't seen it.
2-6
I like Joe Pesci and, who is the other guy that's in it? The tall guy with him.
When have you ever seen him? I haven't seen anything of him.
That's a good story. Here's Dan's contribution. I like Joe Pesci, and what's the name of the other guy?
The other guy that's in it.
I like it, Dan. Story. Yeah. Okay, let's just blow through the lyrics, and then I'll finish up. To go gliding in a one-horse open sleigh.
Frank.
Yes?
Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells.
Limey.
Dan, well, wait a minute. Hang on.
Is it actually?
I think I have the wrong answer here now that he said
no,
that.
No, you don't. You have the right answer.
No, you have the right answer. I know what it is.
Is he Jingle All the Way?
No, I think he's right. I have Jingle Bell Ride. Rock, but I think you're
what
right.
Is
I think
it?
It's Jingle Bells.
It's Jingle Bells.
Oh.
Jingle Bells. Well, now it's 2-2. 2-2.
Mm. Yikes. There's a party at the home of Farmer Gray.
Right. I have no idea.
Yes. Is this lyrics?
Yeah, these are just lyrics.
There's a party at the home of Farmer Gray?
Who the heck's that?
Frank said his name.
He did say his name.
Slay Ride,
yeah.
How are you
two to eight.
I have no gift to bring.
We're never going to live this down.
Huh? I have no gift to bring.
Blimey. Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy.
Well, I was going to say Tim Woodburn because he left him in the...
now it's really getting close. 3-2-8.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one more lyric. Hang a shining star on the highest bough.
Frank, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
That is right. Frank knows his Christmas.
3-2-9.
Man.
All right, there is no coming back from 9, so congratulations.
I am the champion, my friend.
Dun, dun.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Where were those people when I was
Thank you so much.
Hey, we went to...
I haven't finished my segment yet.
Oh, that's right.
I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country.
More Andy and I went shopping today.
More at windowworldst.louis.com, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Yes, Dan.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Sandy.
Sandy and I went shopping
today. Who's Sandy?
Sandy's my girlfriend. Oh. We were in Kohl's and walking through, and all of the sudden, I hear
the dirty
rocking song. Around the Christmas tree.
I hope there were children.
And there were children there. Mm. There were other people around.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I asked Limey. I said right away, we have to issue the warning again because we're the only. This is what's sad. You'd think the rest of the radio community would join us in this effort to stamp out this this filthy effing pie song. But no, they just keep playing it. Malls play it. Shopping centers. So once again, two songs to warn you about. Are you going with the Taylor Swift?
I was going to go with Taylor Swift first, and then while we listen to that, I'm going to try and pull up Brenda Lee.
Okay. Taylor Swift, Santa Baby, remake of the Eartha Kitt song. But
all right, here we go. Here's Taylor Swift. I skip ahead.
Has a reference to it. Self-pleasure.
Think of all the boys I have.
Reference to pleasuring oneself.
Yeah.
I could be just as
here it comes, here it comes.
If you check on my Christmas list.
Okay. Kids are listening.
It's Christmas Eve, man.
Yeah. And it's one thing that Eartha Kitt did it, but then to remake it and make it even worse.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like filthy.
Oh, and filthier. By the way, our head of research has found the name of that character from Home Alone that you were wondering about, Dan. Tim,
oh, yeah.
What is it?
He loves the
blues. That's right. It is Daniel Stern. He was the tall guy.
Yes.
With Joe Pesci. Stern,
Just take the heart of the Brenda Lee thing, the part that...
Gotcha.
It's disturbing. Effing pie. Here it comes.
Here we go.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
Okay. Man,
that was pretty sorry. Amazing.
You've been warned. Yeah. You've been warned multiple times over the years by us.
Man.
Oh, what do I want to make sure that I... My daughter-in-law called my attention to something on YouTube that is beyond disturbing. And I said something some guy has gone on YouTube and put on there, something that he does that's cruel. He tortures animals. Just we're not going to do that.
Oh, are you talking about the new Netflix documentary, Mess with Cats?
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy.
He is in a lot of trouble.
Good.
He is. Good.
Well, I don't know if they found him, but basically it's about this video where you see this guy torturing some kittens, which you don't do on the internet because one of the internet's most beloved creatures is the cat.
Yeah.
So you have people from all over the world then hunting down and trying to find this guy. And they're using photographs. They're using images from...
This guy better hide because somebody's going to kill him.
They're coming for him.
One of the things... I think one of the things he did, he takes little kittens and shrink wraps them live in one of those Seal-A-Meal shrink wraps. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Smothers them by shrink wrap.
And they allow that on YouTube?
That's the part I don't understand.
Yeah, I think that they can upload them because YouTube doesn't actually check every single video.
Enough people complain.
And by the time they do, it's already out there.
It's already been saved. It's already gone viral. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a kid, a 7-year-old boy in New Delhi, India. And he complained to his parents about jaw pain. I saw the x-rays. This kid, the average adult, and at 7, he would have lost his baby teeth. The average adult has 32 teeth. He had 526 teeth.
526 teeth.
I saw the pictures from the operating room. Some were tiny, some were big, but a total of 526 teeth buried inside his gums. Holy some boy. You could see, some were underneath. Unbelievable.
Well, he needs to come here and go to Ballast Dental.
Whoa, yes, imagine that bill.
Oh, man.
Well, that'll be 65,000. No, I'm sorry, $6,500,000 in dental bill.
You need 600. You need 432
cavities. That's a lot of floss.
Yeah, lady, yeah, I'll say it's a lot of floss. 8 miles of floss.
Lady, get in here, please. 8 miles.
Ooh, that's nice.
Joke number three of the trilogy brought to you by First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank. 6 days, actually 6 real working days left, and that's it. To take advantage until next year, till late next year, to take advantage of the offer. And here's the offer: $100 yours, $100 at least $100 into an account, your name, it's your money. And all you had to do is move your car loan from somewhere else to First Community Credit Union. That's it. It's no strings attached, no red tape. It's just a simple thank you in the form of at least $100 for moving your car loan. And there's a real good chance that you get a bonus in the form of a lower car payment because they're famous for their very competitive rates. They're also sponsors of the yard sale that you can hear every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. The yard sale is so good it takes two people to host it, Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss. First Community Credit Union. A great place to bank for a lot of reasons, over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And you can find out more at firstcommunity.com. So a salesman traveling through a small southern town he's never been in before, and it's Christmas. And unfortunately, he has to be away from his family because that's how he makes his living. He's a traveling salesman, and this year he has to be on the road. And as he travels through this little town in the south, he notices something very strange. First of all, nativity scenes that are really beautiful, a lot of them life-size, and he's admiring them, but he notices something weird. The three wise men are all wearing firemen's hats. And he thought, well, that's strange. And then he goes by a beautiful home, like a southern mansion, and they have a nativity scene, and their wise men have firemen's hats on. He goes by a school. Same thing. Fire department, hospital, all of the nativity scenes in the southern town, the wise men have on firemen's hats. He's driving along, and he stops a guy walking along the sidewalk, walking his dog. So obviously this guy lives there, and he pulls over, and he goes, excuse me, I don't live here. I'm traveling through. And the guy goes, well, welcome, friend. And he says, well, you got a nice little town here. He goes, well, we're proud of it. He said, I don't understand something. I mean, I've been in other towns, and I've lived through a few Christmases, and I've seen a lot of nativity scenes, but I don't understand. Every nativity scene in this town, the wise men, three wise men, have on firemen's hats. What is that about? He said, well, the people in this community, in this town, are very religious. We're Christians, and we believe the Bible, and we follow the Bible and the word of the Lord. He said, I don't understand. What does that have to do with the wise men having on fireman's hats? He says, friend, I don't mean to judge, but you obviously don't know your Bible. And he said, yeah, I think I do as much as the average person. He goes, well, apparently not, because if you did, you know it's in the Word. It's in the Bible. It's plain. as to why they're wearing a fireman's hat. He goes, I'm lost. Help me. Well, what are you talking about? He said, well, in the Bible, when it talks about Christmas and it's talking about the wise men, it says clearly in there about the wise men that they came from afar.
Get a check on traffic. Here's Joe Sonderman.
Northbound on 55 at Route Double T, that's in far southern Jefferson County, but if you are headed that way, the northbound lanes are closed due to a tractor-trailer fire. Otherwise, we're in good shape. This report's sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
It's time for your winter garage door maintenance with Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Their 26-point operation and safety inspection is only $89.95. One price for up to three garage doors and openers. This month, $10 from every maintenance goes to St. Baldrick's Foundation to help conquer childhood cancer. Join Overhead Door Company in the fight. Schedule your winter maintenance at overheaddoorstlouis.com or call 314-781-5200. Overhead Door, trusted in St. Louis since 1926.
Looking to make your business stand out? Get involved in the conversation and advertise your business on 590 The Fan. Our listeners are actively engaged, talking about the hot topics of the day, and your business can be heard when customers are at the closest point to making a buying decision. Advertise in an environment that stirs emotion and creates demand. Call 314-873-1252, 314-873-1252, and find your new customers today on 590 The Fan.
All right, we're a little behind schedule here. He'll have to understand we're doing like 4 days worth of commercials in 2 days this week. So let's get down to Dallas, Texas, and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn. Our dinner tonight from the Smokehouse, as it is every year, beef tenderloin, a couple of pecan pies, some shrimp. Every year, we go and pick it up, and it is perfect. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. Are in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of all that other stuff down there. Reservations, you need them for dinner at Annie Gunn's, and I think for lunch is a good idea. Gift cards, always a good idea. And they're only closed on Monday, only Mondays. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. About a minute short, let's see what he can do with it. Mike Evans, everybody.
Merry Christmas Eve to you,
sir. I have to apologize. I completely forgot to tell Dan to call your cell phone, but evidently it got worked out, so sorry. That was my fault.
There, no problem at all. Your popular question, what is the rudest city in America? Hmm. Is it Chicago, Washington, D.C., Los Crapulas, sewer by the sea, or New York City? Answer in just a minute. Hey, so Hollywood Reporter has named the five best movies of the year, and I got to tell you, I don't know what they're smoking over there, but I would like to have some. Number five, Avenger Endgame. I mean, it was okay, but number four, Inception. What?
Yeah.
Number three, Black Panther. Well, it was okay. I don't know. Number two, 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, that's a good movie. That's a good movie.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Real good.
But the second best movie of the year? I don't know about that. Number one, Get Out.
No.
Get Out?
No, go. No way.
Horrible movie.
Yeah.
I didn't even like it. Didn't even like it. Two worst entertainment projects of 2019, according to Hollywood Reporter. Number two, Kanye West's opera that only ran for 3 days.
Oh.
Number one, the movie Cats.
Oh, really? Oh,
people,
what a disaster.
They're storming to get out of the theater without having to watch any of that. I mean, you got
to
be.
You know what?
Me.
To make extra money, since the box office is such a flop, they should charge people to get out. They can make maybe
exactly.
They can make money that way.
Yeah. The door's locked.
Lock them, and you got to pay to get out.
And then you're hoping somebody starts a fire. I mean, it's that bad.
Wow.
TV News Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She just came out and endorsed what's his name? Bunja Butt. What's his name?
Who? Bunja Butt.
Pete Bunja Butt.
Oh, Buttigieg.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. I like Bunja Butt better.
I thought it was Buttigieg.
Booty Call. Pete Booty Call.
Booty Call.
Yeah.
And she's going to have him appear on her TV show, The Morning Show, on Apple TV.
Well, that does it for me. If she says he's the one, and that's it for me.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm waiting for Robert De Niro to tell us who to vote for. That's what I'm
thinking. Oh, you and me both.
Yeah. Madonna is coming. Madonna? No.
Yeah.
No.
Did
no.
we?
She's overall. Yeah.
Okay, let's say Madonna before Like a Prayer. Yes. After that, she's too big and kind of
wrinkly. We're talking current day, modern day, so no.
No.
No. She is, and let me tell you something. She could play soccer with those boobs. Come on.
Yeah, she could.
Madonna is coming up with a tell-all book, but since she's 61, it won't be like the picture coffee table book that I'm sure you all remember.
Not interested.
Whoa.
Do you remember that book?
Yeah. Yes. It was always filthy.
It was nasty.
Yeah.
Just sitting on bananas and stuff. What was going on with that book?
I don't know.
You're gonna squash them that way.
If you can.
Well, no. See, if you actually
I'll explain it to him later.
That reminds me. You know, I played golf with a couple of old farts today.
Yeah.
In this tournament, and out of the clear blue sky, they're talking about the Viagra and the strength they lose, and the Cialis and the, you know, the 10 milligram and 50 milligram. It's like, wouldn't you be a little embarrassed to talk about that stuff?
Not with other old guys.
Well, you know your daddy don't need any.
No, they didn't need. Yeah, they didn't know who they were talking to. 1 minute,
right,
50 seconds.
I turn over some nights, homie, and I pole vault right out of that bed.
Sure, right. Sure you do.
45 seconds.
And finally.
Actually, 40 seconds.
What is the rudest city in America? Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C.?
I'm gonna say Chicago, but Chicago.
Chicago.
I hate that place.
I think we're supposed to say New York. I'll say Washington.
Ooh.
Number four, Chicago. Number three, Washington, D.C. Number two, Los Angeles. Number one, New York.
Oh, it is New York.
That big is.
Boy. Everybody have yourself a great Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you New Year's Eve. Mike Evans, see ya.
That's right. New Year's Eve, a week from today. Folks, that's the next time we'll be together, a week from today. Look, thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a very Merry Christmas, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, dear.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together.
Happy holidays, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields will wear a knee brace for this weekend's semifinal against Clemson. He says it's 80 to 85% healthy. Fields has been practicing, but with limited mobility. He has 40 touchdown passes and only one interception this year. Finished third in Heisman voting. LSU star running back did not practice today. He's questionable for Saturday. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is recovering from a hamstring injury. The Walter Camp Coach of the Year is LSU's Ed Orgeron. He also won the AP National Award. There is a game tonight in an hour, the Hawaii Bowl with Hawaii this year against BYU. The Denver Nuggets gave head coach Mike Malone an extension through 2023. No NBA or college basketball games tonight. In the NFL, Seattle officially signed running backs Marshawn Lynch and Robert Turbin and put two others on injured reserve. I'm Steve DeSega.